Welcome, seekers. I'm that trumpeting strumpet Reverend Susie the Floozy, welcoming you to this very special episode of Bob's Slacked On Funhouse. Oh, this is a treat. You are about to hear the Lymph Node Institute's Nerd Show. So, here we go.
Program, you're about to hear Bob's Slacked On Funhouse with parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and to cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
We know why you're in town.
Four Eyes.
Poindexter.
Spaz.
Yeah, Spaz.
So, the convention's in town, and you want to see the people that brought you Quantum Leap.
Ooh.
The thing about conventions and conspiracies is they both begin with con.
Con. They are both cons.
And it is sort of a con job. What, do they make you pay $75, $85 for 3 or 4 days of Geek Fest 2000? No,
not counting what it costs to stay in the hotel. Not counting how much money you're going to drop in the dealer's room.
You are listening to Bob Slack Time Funhouse, the Lymph Node Institute edition.
On 91.1 FM, WREK Atlanta. Nerd!
I'm Dr. Bugbladder of the Lymph Node Institute, and I'll tell you what. I'm a geek in my own right, so don't take any of this
too personally.
And I'm Doc Ellis. I'm more of an egghead.
Do you know how that's defined, the differentiating point between the two?
Actually, I do not.
The amount of nonfiction read. Egghead having to do with actual real-life knowledge that you've accrued in time spent alone, shaking, reading.
On behalf of Dr. Timothy Leary, in association with the Social Rejects, and as an influential administrator and creator of musical chaos in the so-called United States, I stand as a messenger of strangeness this evening in order to impress upon, or at least to instruct the honorable musicians, as to the methods and motives of a truly bizarre reality, the Weird Revolution. Thomas Jefferson, president of this normally corrupt nation, said, "If God is truly just, I tremble for the fate of my country." Secondly, there are some dynamics at play which I must familiarize you with. The so-called weirdos in this country stand as completely freaked out by the normal man as the normal man is completely freaked out by the weird masses' reaction to him. Which came first, you may ask? Chicken or egg, you may ask? Well, the chicken, of course. And it's time to break this weird-ass chain.
Good evening, patients, both in and out. This is Doc Ellis. I know I haven't spoken at you in quite some time. It's not because I don't care, it's just that I care more about other things. Anyway, I want to address that giant nerdy subset of our population. Late summer, early fall is usually a pretty geeky season after all, what with most athletes preoccupied and the days growing shorter, the mole people emerge. As always, I endeavor to provide you with insights necessary for the acquisition of certain survival skills. It's all about keeping your seed in play, people. Now, I know you like arbitrary patterns, so you should have no problem following this. And if you do, I'm sure you'll have no problem faking it. In this vein, it may be of some use to you to understand the nerd cycle. To start on a positive note, the early and mid-90s were a decade of the nerd. The rise of so-called alternative music, alternative movies, etc., and the unprecedented explosion of the NASDAQ, the nerd stock market. But no good thing lasts, and this was followed by the inevitable downturn, first culturally with the return of jock rock, and then financially with the ongoing dwindling of dot-com fortunes. No problem, right? We'll just bounce back next quarter. Not so fast, Four Eyes. Before we have that upturn, there are two more phases of the nerd cycle. The persecution and the revenge of the nerds. Don't believe me? Well, you should. If you know me at all, you know that I wouldn't even bring it up if it wasn't bad news. And the bad news is that we are entering the persecution phase of the nerd cycle. An egghead himself said it best, no less than President General Dwight David Eisenhower, when asked what the greatest threat to the national security was. His answer, eggheads. Of course, you objectivists are squealing, but listen.
Kazakh cops hammer counterculture. Almaty's police are resorting to torture in their war against their Kazakhstan's burgeoning army of counterculture.
Alternative artists,
a cult devoted to Tolkien,
and unconventional lifestyles infuriate them.
Psychologist Marina Levitskaya believes police violence is provoking desperation among youngsters, driving many into depression and some of the accusations of abuse of power by its officers.
Almaty's alternative community is up 25,000
strong, according to unofficial figures. It's not only their unconventional dress sense that antagonizes the police, but their unconventional public behavior. Though
the police
what they
say
publicly dislike
most
unrest.
Is the fact that they look different.
One well-known Kazakh artist said,
"The police hate alternative artists for exhibiting their unusual art in
they
public
They hate Tolkien followers for their conventions, where they dress up as their favorite Tolkien characters.
We are perfectly legal," said Vitaly.
"We spend most
follower.
Of our time in the mountains. We only hold conventions
it's
in the city
lifestyle.
Twice a year.
The police
don't like it. But we aren't going to stop.
It's our entire life.
The question is, why are the police so determined to outlaw the counterculture?"
A sociologist, Dmitry Avilkin,
no relation,
said the lower echelons of the law enforcement hierarchy are naturally
nervous from the Almaty Police Department.
Unwittingly confirmed this observation.
"Their crazy looks and behavior annoy me,"
he said.
"If I had my way, I would put those lowlifes away, cut their hair and goatees, dress them in normal clothes, and make them go get a job."
"I'm talking to you, Mr. Portly American."
Does this mean that Bill Gates will be chased into the Puget Sound by villagers with torches? We'll see. We'll see. The good news is that once you survive the persecution, I should say if you survive the persecution, you will be in the golden time, the revenge of the nerds. And no, it's not the Columbine thing. I have it on good word that the inevitable taste of gun oil that lies at the end of this path is not so sweet, no matter how high the body count. No, nerds need love too, perhaps even most of all. The revenge of the nerd is to make them love you. Make those palookas admit that they need you, and that they are in awe of your creation. Whether it is the molecule-sized processor recently built by IBM, or that freaky movie it took you 10 years and 2 marriages to make. But be warned, even though the revenge of the nerds is followed by a brief Nerdensian bliss, the cycle does cycle on. Oh, and don't expect to hold on to those toys of yours. Your fabulous invention will be a great weapon. I'm talking to you, Einstein. And that freaky movie of yours will ultimately be remembered for its spin-off, the rather bland morning cartoon, and its subsequent paraphernization. Ah, but I could point out arbitrary bits of history to quasi-prove my point all night. So, hold that egghead high, but not too high, and don't stick that pencil neck out for just anything. Lean times coming up! But maybe someday the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Or maybe we'll just have to take it.
Good night.
You obey society's rules. You be society's fools. You obey and then disobey. You disobey, but then you'll obey. Thought your mom and dad were fools. You never wanted to listen in school. Now your mind won't go where you wanna take it. You got a ride, but you're not gonna make it.
You'll never catch up.
Dad, pass the ketchup.
Clean that mess up. Mess up. Listen up.
You can be geeky about anything, but I mean, damn, if you're going to be geeky about something, try to be geeky about something semi-real. Having expertise in the realm of Warhammer, not so applicable.
I miss Mystery Science Theater.
There was a filk to just that effect.
What is a filk?
Yeah, you see, we get, every time we do one of these shows, we get some dirt on our hands, because we have to dig in and make sure that everything is as we think it is. And a filk is normal, real songs, sort of redone into songs about Star Trek and The Matrix and Star Wars and, you know, geek stuff.
You know, I tried to buy a copy of the Lord of the Rings trilogy at a bookstore. No one who worked there knew who J.R.R. Tolkien was. Now, this isn't your big chain. This is some outlet mall, hey, we have books. But no one there had even heard of it. The Hobbit? No, not familiar. The Hobbit, you said. Yeah, so there's a reciprocal to geekdom, too. You can just be a freaking ignorant bastard.
An Igmo.
Hello, hello. I would like to start by thanking you all for attending Gamers Youth Encounter Situational Therapy.
Let us be clear that we are here by the discretion of the court system.
Well, yes, of course, but I want you boys to feel at home here. I need you to relax and open up to me. Well, let's start by introducing ourselves and our characters. Jason, go!
I am Jason. I am proficient at a number of martial arts. My character is Superion, a level 10 paladin. His steed is the white mare Phalasis. I wear plus 10 holy armor, and my primary weapon is the enchanted broadsword Razor Shaft.
Good. Thank you, Jason. I wonder how you came up with...
I'm Spaz. Everyone calls me that because I'm a Spaz. I'm Dristan the Thief. Killed my way up to level 5. I have a cloak of invisibility and a bag of holding for my quivers full of flaming arrows and a longbow of burning.
Dubious.
Spaz! Thank you. Thank you for your input. Now we're opening up. Okay, Matthew, now you share.
I'm Blort the Elven Cleric.
It should be noted for the record that Blort is technically my property.
Yeah. And I'm a level 4.
No, he is level 3. You will find a notation at the bottom of his character sheet here, referencing this table detailing the experience point tax system, and a further reiteration of the article stating that Blort is mine for all perpetuity throughout the universe, and is thereby prohibited from owning property.
Jason, this is Matt's time. Go ahead, Matt. What does your character do, Matt?
I heal the other guy's burns and diseases. And one time, at band camp, this girl tied my ankles to the bedpost.
Yeah, we know. I do it. My mom said that just because you try to do it to yourself doesn't make you gay.
Spaz! Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I think we all need a little more respect for one another's boundaries.
Well,
and a little less maintenance of our own territories. I'm talking to you, Spaz.
I was told that there would be gaming.
Yes, good, good, good. Super Jason. Way to keep your eye on the ball. Now, as you should know already, in our gaming sessions, we are going to be taking your characters into the most frightening realm of all.
Asgard?
You might, but no. The most frightening realm of all is the realm of everyday life.
I fail to see the merit of this exercise.
Listen. I know, in theory, how hard it can be for nerds such as yourselves.
Excuse me, I must protest your hypocrisy.
Yeah, damn right! You're just like us!
Now, boys, respect my space. The fact of the matter is that I am very well adjusted.
I see. Then you will have no problem telling us what book you're reading in your leisure time.
Hey, no. We're going to conquer this realm, boys. Each one of you in your own way. Okay, let's relax with a little bit of Russian folk music. Close our eyes. Yes, you too, Jason. Okay, now, it doesn't matter who owns who or who reads Gaylord's dissociative patterns of repressed homosexuals in the bathtub at night. Let's focus on our characters. Ask yourself, how am I going to earn my experience points? Now visualize yourself earning those points. Precious experience. Now you notice a fog swirling around you. Thick fog is all you can see until, gradually, it begins to clear. And you are in the shower after gym class. There are a number of your classmates there in the shower, under the hot water, naked, of course. The hot steam rising off of their young, soft skin. The first bristles of manhood sprouting on...
Hey guys, look! There's a hole in there! There's a hole that lets you see into the girls' shower room!
Stand aside, Kerr, that I may gaze.
No way, man! This chick looks like Britney Spears!
Okay, boys, no!
Stand aside, or I shall slay thee!
Hey! Time out! Now the other boys are all looking at you!
I guess my distraction spell!
I'm sorry, you can't. It doesn't work.
Hey, you didn't even roll!
I must officially protest this guided adventure.
Oh, okay, let's not lose it here, people. I know the rules as well as you. Let's see, I roll a...
It's a 6. The spell works. Our feeble-minded so-called peers turn back to their intellectual sloth. Now I must insist upon my equal time at yon purveyance.
Okay, Jason. You bend over to have your looky-loo, but all you see is darkness, and then there's a terrible burning in your eyes. You're blind, Superion.
I specifically stated that my visor was down.
No, Superion. Your eyes are on fire. Blort and Dristan, as Superion clutches at his burning eyes, a terrible albino serpent slithers out of the wall, spitting its acidic venom.
Get it off! My eyes, you fool! Get it off my eyes!
Okay, time out. Cut! Okay! That's it for this scenario!
I must protest any impact against my hit points. As I said, my visor was clearly down, and this could be nothing more than a topical inflammation.
Okay, Jason. That's over now. You're healed.
By what mechanism?
Matt heals you. I don't know. You're fine. What I want to focus on is the lesson. Did we learn a valuable lesson, Matt?
Don't look in the hole!
Good. Very good. Jason?
Your gaming skills are sadly lacking.
Jason, no. I want you to live with this scenario until our one-on-one. You need these lessons, young man. It's important for...
I learned that you always follow your gut. I knew I should have stuck my thing in there for Britney Spears.
But Spaz, the albino serpent would have got you.
I'll bet it would have been worth it for Britney Spears.
Okay, team. I don't know if we're quite connecting here. You boys must cooperate with the course of the therapy if we are going to get anywhere with your treatment.
Your methods are questionable at best.
No, Jason, you're wrong, and I'll prove it. Here, this is a tape from another group session.
Okay, boys, you return to the slave galley, once again noticing the fine physiques of your fellow captives. Kvakne, there is a note on your pillow from the friendly captain, inviting you up to his quarters after grub. Do you accept this generous invitation?
No way! I'm not leaving the party! Last time I did that, you sicked that old Psyworm on me. If that friendly Minotaur hadn't sucked the poison out, I would have been a goner for sure.
Listen, boys. You must cooperate with the course of the therapy if we are going to get...
Okay, boys, I'm seeing a pattern. I tell you what, I'll meet you halfway in our next scenario.
I believe that I am most qualified to act as Game Master.
What? No, Jason, I am the master, and don't you forget it. And if you ever want to go home, you will enact my scenarios. Are you with me, guys? What do you say?
Under duress, I shall continue.
Come on, let's go. I came to rape and pillage.
Good attitude, Spaz. Matt?
Okay.
Yes, okay. Your party has been invited to a fabulous ball at the Duke's castle. You wind your way along the torch-lit path.
I'm grabbing torches, all of them.
No, Tristan, you don't need, the torches are secured to the poles, permanently.
Damn it!
You proceed to the entrance of a fabulous castle, all decked out with wreaths and colored lights.
I'm not going in!
Well, Matt, Blort, you can, do that, or, not. You can hear music and laughter from inside. You can smell the sumptuous aroma of the delicious feast. Doesn't that make you want to go in, Blort?
I'll wait outside.
Oh, okay, fine. But keep in mind that this will impact your experience points. But as you wish. How about the rest of the party?
Hell yes, I'm getting in there. That guy's probably rich.
I proceed into the keep at a comfortable pace.
Good, good, team. You enter the palace, passing through a lavish white hallway, through a gauntlet of muscular servants who, pat you down for weapons.
Unhand me, ruffian, or I shall dispatch you to the underworld.
Okay, let's move on. You enter a giant ballroom full of people of all races and, species.
I shall venture forth to woo the maidens.
Hell yeah, hey! There's a chick who looks like Christina Aguilera! I'm gonna bend her over!
No, Spaz. She doesn't want to be bent over right now. Why don't you try talking to her?
Oh, hell! I'm gonna see what kind of food they have.
Excuse me, do I woo or not?
Yes, Superion. You have engaged a beautiful maiden in conversation. Matt, what are you doing outside?
Nothing.
Blort, a friendly wizard approaches you and wants to know why you're sad.
I'm going upstairs.
Okay, Spaz. Blort, why are you sad?
Go away!
Is there discussion of a dowry?
Yes, Superion. She is the daughter of the Duke, and he offers, a million gold pieces.
I shall consult the local oracle regarding his offer.
Yes, Superion, you do that. Blort, this wizard wants to be your friend. What do you say?
You can't touch me. I'm turned on my force field. My Uncle Chester taught me that spell.
Hey, I'm gonna snag this tapestry.
No, Tristan. It has a spell of, attachment. Blort, you're not being very nice to the wizard.
Excuse me, would you say that this maiden is the Mandy Moore type, or more of a Jessica Simpson?
They're twins, Superion. One looks like, your first one, and the other is the other one. Blort, the wizard says that he has a special cure for sad elves. Does that sound good, Blort?
I don't know.
Sure you do. The wizard says that whenever an elf is sad, all he has to do is play with the wizard's sword.
A sword?
Yes, Matt, that's it. Way to go. A sword. A, two-handed, flaming sword with two pale jewels set into a, an alabaster handle. Cool, huh?
Guys, guys, I got Christina Aguilera's panties. I got them on my head.
No way, Buster. You do not. Christina Aguilera doesn't wear any panties.
This is lame, guys. I'm firing my arrows. Ha! I'm Tristan, the bringer of fire. Feel the sting of my flaming arrow.
Fire. I summon my faithful steed, Phaelicis. I shall take 2 million gold pieces, one for each sister. Mandy shall serve as my bathing wench until I tire of her. And as for the Simpson hag, I shall peddle her to the moors at my first opportunity.
I hunt the wizard with a love sword! I hunt the wizard with a love
sword! Time out, gang. Okay, group. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we are finished for today. I don't mind telling you that I am a little disappointed and very, very frustrated by today's group. I want you all back here tomorrow for a special session. Hey, team, there's no groaning in my world, so get your rears in gear. See you tomorrow, gang.
I'd rather he just used a non-player character.
So generally speaking, we gear our shows more towards, oh, the Negative Land appreciating geeks and you subs out there. But this weekend, it's for the convention aficionados and consumers and people who bring their leads to paint. So we'll carry on with the show. We'll leave it with this. Geeks are the same as retards.
But on the other end of the spectrum, and they
get about as many dates.
You know, I must confess a certain weakness for nerd girls.
Because they've got that Ally Sheedy and Breakfast Club kind of hang
there we go.
Quality.
There we go. That work in progress. Quality to them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could see as a doctor.
Someone needs fixing. Someone needs fixing. Call Dr. Love.
You got the tool.
I do have the tool. These people need to know that just because we're giving you some radio noogies and some FM swirlies tonight, we're just messing around. We're geeks too.
You shouldn't be listening to the show. You should be out at the Dragon Dance trying to get some of that goth tail.
That's right. Isn't there like some filking going on now or some kind of costume contest?
That's felching. And that's after the case of beer they drank up in the green room.
Right, right, right.
They come from the cities, yeah, they come from all around. In Klingon garb, Picard, or Star Wars robes, zap, face, sun. F-I-L-K to the USA! F-I-L-K to the USA! F-I-L-K to the USA! Yeah, yeah! Falcon in the USA! Say goodbye to the words of the original versions of songs. Now everybody's singing about the Hobbit or the Simpsons. Some are black and some are white. Got 20 on the con suite floor tonight. When they start filking, you know that just ain't right. Filking in the USA.
Are you a geek spaz or loser?
Of course you are. That's why you're listening to Bob Slack Time Funhouse.
You know, your geekitude decreases exponentially with the amount of piercings you have.
Your risk of infection also increases exponentially.
It's all going to hell, people.
It is all going to hell.
And hell, people.
The thing about geek clusters is that just like the jocks and all the other cliques, it's all about cultural acceptability.
Well, yeah, but geeks aren't accepted.
Exactly. So when they band together,
birds of a feather,
they're even less accepted.
And then there would be a grand battle royale.
Ogre-on-ogre action.
Ooh, that sounds hot.
Not as hot as my fan fiction, though.
Voices from nowhere and voices from the smaller cons. Borrowing others' visions to the characters into pawns. There's Tolkien, Weiss, and Hickman, George Lucas,
Filkin fodder,
and McCaffrey, Roddenberry, Chris Carter,
Filkin fodder,
guest of Shatner, Nimoy, and don't forget
Elrond,
Filkin in the USA, F-I-L-K in the USA,
F-I-L-K in the USA, F-I-L-K in the USA,
yeah, yeah,
Filkin in the USA.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden height, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins. He battled a troll.
he riddled with Gollum. A magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Now he's back in his home in the land of Shire, that brave little hobbit whom we all admire, just sitting on a treasure of silver and gold, puffing on his pipe in his hobbit hole. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins.
So we're just spinning our wheels in the mud of nerdness.
Nerditude.
Nerditar.
Carpe DM, sees the Dungeon Master.
You know, when you say DM, I don't. It shows the different shades of geekitude, because I immediately thought Dexter Mathorfin.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Sees the Dexter Mathorfin.
Robots of the world unite. You have nothing to lose but your sense of balance. It's awesome. It's radical. You can be a geek about drugs.
Well, it's funny because some geeks would try to burn out the things that make them different by just dumbing themselves down.
Right.
Chemically.
Uh-huh.
Over time. Washing away their social inadequacies.
If only they could. If only the geek would wash off. But it won't. It won't wash off.
Walking down the halls, everyone stares. I look to the ground, hoping they don't see. Hey nerd, this is the popular role. Get out of here, do not belong. Do not belong. Do not belong. Revenge of a nerd. We're taking it back. We want to have fun. We want to forget all of the names that we have been called. Revenge of a nerd. Never shall we fall. We're taking it all. Never shall we fall. We outnumber them. Let's do this tonight. We're taking it back. Fighting for a ride. We want to get calls from popular girls. We want to be a part of the world. A part of the world. A part of the world. Revenge of the nerds. We're taking it back. We want to have fun. We want to forget all of the names that we have been called. Revenge of the nerds. Never shall we fall. We're taking it all. Never shall we fall. If we just stand strong. If we don't forget every little thing. Every time we got hit. If we hold our ground. Just for one time. But hurry it up. We're running out of time. We're running out of time. We're running out of time. Revenge of the nerds. We're taking it back. We want to have fun. We want to forget all of the names that we have been called. Revenge of the nerds. Never shall we fall. We're taking it all. Never shall we fall. Revenge of the nerds. We're taking it back. We want to have fun. We want to forget all of the names that we have been called. Revenge of the nerds. Never shall we fall. Revenge of the nerds. Revenge of the nerds. Revenge of the nerds. Never shall we fall.
Nothing can last forever, nor halt the progress of time. So imagine us all together, when we're all way past our prime. Our children still won't understand us. Their children will covet our toys. So now is the time we should plan this, retaining our fanish joys. So let us all gather at Convalescence, the Fanish Retirement Con.
And true to our habits, like drumming pink rabbits, it keeps going on and on. When we cannot keep up with the gamers, when the next generation's too spry, we'll pack up and move into the bionic arms and party till after we die. The guests, of course, are all legends. The cream of the speculative crop, still writing their stories long after we've given up hoping they'll stop. There's Piers Anthony's newest Xanth novel, David Edding's Misty Lackey, and thus, between that and Star Trek books, we're certain that the series won't end before us. So let us all gather at Convalescence, where old-timers go to renew. Renew, renew, Attorney General, renew. Where Doug Adams' hero is named Effordent, and the film room shows Mr. Magoo. Where the art show has pictures of Dorian Gray, where the Tully and oxygen's pure. And where we will party, flirt, filk, schmooze, and smoff, till the con suite runs out of insure.
About halitosis. Why is that so prevalent among you geeks?
It is the geek flu. Halitosis.
Look, chain smoke or something. Mask that garbage you call your breath.
Yeah, and stay away from the cloves, kids.
The cloves?
Clove cigarettes. Those'll funk up your windshoot in a hurry now.
Dude, why do you think there's no geeks in the animal kingdom? There are weaker ones in
moles.
Like,
moles are geeks.
Just because they can't see so well.
Yeah.
You're harkening back to not... shirt tails and Digger, oh, he can't see so well.
Yeah, well, let's see a mole play dodgeball, huh? Huh?
Human sport. Yeah. You're putting human constraints in an animal scenario. What's the anthropomorphizing them? So, through the internet, the geeks are able to really fulfill some of their more bizarre sexual fantasies.
Hell yes, they are.
They can also share their fan fiction and whatnot on their little homepages and things.
Yes, their pornography. It's all about pornography. Let's face it.
I've got a duel with fate. The Federation's got me annoyed. I'm at the airlock and I wanna rock. I'm gonna hack me up a battle droid. My master's just a prude with an attitude, and he says the dark side comes from fear. But he sure looks good in his robe and his hood, and his thoughts are always crystal clear. Whoa, don't give me none of your Jedi code. I've had it with your discipline. Jedi Knight's alright with fighting. Get a little action in. My master's always on me like a ball and chain. I defend him with my shaft of light. Cause lightsaber fight's the fight I like. Lightsaber fight's alright, alright, alright. Woo! They say that the Sith are a long-dead myth, but we found a dark Jedi with no kin or kith. A horned beast by the name of Maul, gonna do a slice and dice and make him take the fall. But when we caught the guy with the tattooed skin, he opened up a whoop-ass can on Qui-Gon Jinn. As my master lay there dying and gasping his last, I shoved the saber up Maul's tattooed ass. Oh, oh, don't give me none of your Jedi code and say goodbye to Qui-Gon Jinn. That Jedi Knight's all done with fighting. Notify his next of kin. Yoda always said that anger leads to pain, and now I see just why he's right. But lightsaber fight's the fight I like. Lightsaber fight's alright, alright, alright. Saber fight, 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 lightsaber fight's alright. Whoa, don't give me none of your Jedi code, babysitting Anakin. That little tyke's alright with fighting, gotta teach the kid some discipline. You know that I'll be on him like a ball and chain. He'll defend me with his shaft of light. But lightsaber fight's the fight he likes. Lightsaber fight's alright, alright, alright. Saber fight, 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 saber fight. Lightsaber fight's alright. Saber fight, 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 lightsaber fight's alright.
So let us all gather at convalescence, the fanish retirement con. And true to our habits, like drumming pink rabbits, it keeps going on and on and on and on. Waiting till the last moment for tickets to that world con that's up in the sky. We'll have a last bash at the bionic arms and party till after we die. We pray for one last landing on the planet third from Sol. When our journey ends, we will wear deep ends and take our Geritol.
Hey, I've seen Mazes and Monsters, and Tom Hanks was bringing it.
You remember the premise? He was traumatized because his brother Hall committed suicide or something, and he blamed himself.
And so he kept fantasizing that as his character in the gaming session, he was going down the Great Hall and he had to jump off that tall building. There were some hot bitches in that movie.
And what about that television show The Quest, where Norm from Cheers would talk to animals and the guy who was the actor on Taxi was some sort of knight?
Wow, you know, I really don't remember that.
What about the television show Misfits of Science?
Misfits of Science. Courtney freaking Cox
as a telekinetic.
That, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, if there's so many geeks out there, why do these shows keep tanking? Shouldn't they be keeping these on the air?
They try to do the letter campaign.
I mean, it's not like they don't have any spare time. There's no geek Nielsen boxes is the problem.
Ogre stomping over our head.
That's a whole other type of geek. Oh, my
wow.
God. The people who learned the Rocky Horror from age 10. I'm no longer a virgin. Screw the back row.
Man, we just uncovered a big-ass rock of
Look, it's a hive. I'm showing myself to be the geekier.
Yeah, well, you can't really help it. That's the problem, isn't it? I mean, you can grow up, and you can smell like the reefer, and you can grow out your hair, and you can get a nice car, and you're still a geek. Sorry, you'll be a geek forever.
Oh, well.
But, hey, what do you want to do? Be like them? I don't think so. We'll be right back.
because I know that Captain Christopher Pike came first. Because I still have all my green army men. Because I like A Clockwork Orange for more than just the violence and the nude. Because my mother used to make me wear brown cards. Because I really don't care how much you can bench press. Because, you know, I just don't wear big tongue shoes.
Lost in my own imagination, suffering from social retardation. I wore North Stars when I was a kid. I understood Razorhead.
Well, mostly.
Does that make me a nerd? Does that make me a nerd?
I just wanted to say that, that I'm a nerd.
Who's the coolest geek?
Who's the coolest geek?
Ever. Would it be Thomas Edison or would it be Bill Gates?
I would...
Most successful geek would be Bill Gates.
Yeah, well, yeah, the richest geek. I would have to say the coolest geek is probably one of the astronauts.
What about Einstein? You don't think he beats one of the astronauts?
Einstein got played.
Yeah, but by the American government, they get everybody.
Yeah, they do. They do, don't they? But he got played big.
Yeah, the smarter you are, the harder you...
I wonder how Einstein felt about his technology being turned into a bomb that was put on rockets designed by Germans, ex-Nazis.
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Good evening. I thought you would at least come in at least real clothes instead of such outrageous costumes as like that. I see. Well?
Tell it like it is, Murray.
That's right. You got the concept.
He tells it like it
is. Oh, there are such honeys here. And all of those outrageous substances that are lined as we enter into this temple that is just left here to sit where nobody would dare ever come. And isn't it a shame that nobody ever would dare to come to this very nice place? We have been going crazy, going nuts because it's Friday! 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 Aza! It is Saturday! Yaza! Yaza! Oh, all right. It's going to be the craziest party anybody ever went to. That's the whole point of it. Lose that! We're going to do it because we gotta get down! Damn it! We gotta go low with DeVoe! What it is!
Okay, this is a man song. No boogie boys.
They tell us that we lost our tail, evolving up from little snail. I say it's all just wind itself. Are we not men?
We are Devo.
Are we not men?
Devo.
We're pinheads now. We are not whole.
devour.
Are we not men?
DVL.
Are we not pinheads?
We are devo.
Teachers and critics all dance to poop. Are we not men?
We are Devo.
Are we not men?
Devo.
Are we not pinheads?
We are Devo.
Are we not men?
Devo.
Are we not men? You are Devo.
Devo.
Are we not men?
You are Devo.
Are we not men?
We are Devo.
Are we not men?
You are Devo.
Are we not men?
You are Devo.
Are we not men?
We are Devo.
Are we not men?
You are Devo.
Are we not men?
We are Devo.
Are we not men?
We are Devo.
We must repeat.
We are Devo.
We must repeat.
Devo.
We must repeat.
Okay, let's go.
I'm a nerd too.
Different kind of geek or two. There's the Monty Python geek, so once you can quote any skit from the middle
on. See, that's a lot of them too.
I think that you're allowed to have an interest in certain things.
Of course
and enjoy the fact that, hey, it's quality entertainment or this makes you think. But god damn, if you don't have something else going for you in your life, then you're just a loser.
There is a point where your enthusiasm over someone else's project should blossom into some sort of creativity of your own.
Like Kill Bob?
Yes. Yes. Like, cut that head off and drag him through the street in the back of your Jeep. Kill that bub. If you've spent the last 20 years kissing Monty Python's ass, then even John Cleese doesn't like you.
You're just a content stalker. And who needs that?
I don't know. I certainly don't.
We have news for the beautiful people. There's a lot more of us in our view.
It's the shaving cream, Adam.
Another fine Lymph Node production!
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at
P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417, or visit them online
at
subgenius.com.
Oh, thank you, doctors. Good night.